And it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. Happy Monday, Sunny.
Happy Monday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are beginning with African Athletics.
Kim, our starting line on the Sunny Side of Sports is African Athletics. Kenya is celebrating another sweep of the men's and women's titles at a major international marathon. Eliud Kipchoge and Gladys Cherono were the big winners at the 42nd BMW Berlin Marathon in Germany. Kipchoge, who won the London Marathon in April, added the Berlin crown to his impressive athletic resume by clocking a personal best 2 hours and 4 minutes even. And Cherono won the women's race in 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 25 seconds. In a post-race interview with the energetic Andy Edwards, the 30-year-old Kipchoge says he's now thinking about running in the Olympics next year in Brazil.
Now, after Berlin, I need to go and concentrate and prepare and plan for Rio. But before Rio, Rio is still some 11 months to go. I need to run one marathon before Rio, but exactly I don't know which one, but I need to go for one marathon and then go to Rio.
Because your record now is so impressive, 6 marathons, 5 wins and a second place. I mean, perhaps some might say, well, why run another marathon? But is it that you want to, before the Olympics, but is it that you want to keep in that groove? I mean, is there a danger of sometimes overtraining and not having enough racing?
Okay, 11 months is too long, and I need to have a race, another marathon to tell the body that and test the body out the reacts, and also to tell the body and the mind another marathon is coming. You know, it's the main thing is the mind, not the body. If you train for 11 months, true. The mind might get tired. So it's better for the body to get tired than the mind to get tired. So I hope for both the mind and the body, then I'll have to have one marathon before Olympics.
So it's interesting because you've talked before about how important the mind is. So that would be one of the big spring marathons, I presume, next year.
Hopefully, yes.
Is there another danger? I mean, you're a man who seems to have avoided the dangers, the pitfalls of training. You've got the training right for the marathon. But, you know, I can imagine a lot of people say, if I'm going to the Olympics, I've got to train extra hard, or I've got to do more, I've got to do something different to what I have been doing. I mean, would you anticipate doing anything that much different?
Not really, but you know, I've been with my coach for the rest of my life in athletics, and I don't think I can add something, but I will continue with a normal program, and it will help me to come with a medal or with a gold medal in Rio. My program actually has been very good. It gives me good preparation, and that's the goal for each sportsman. That better preparation is better than if you prepare very well, then winning can come.
And you mentioned your coach, Patrick Sang. So he's been with you from the start. I mean, people have talked about seeing you in 2003 winning that 5,000 metres on the track at the World Championships and beating Kenenisa Bekele, Hicham El-Gharouj as well. Have you and Patrick plotted a long-term approach to your athletics career?
It's really a very long time. This is 12 years now. I have never been coached by anybody in my life in athletics. Yeah.
But when you came together, did you eventually say, or did you say to yourselves, well, one day it'll be the marathon, or was it a case of, well, let's get all we can out of your career on the track first?
We plan, actually my plan was to run very well for a ticket, which worked very well. After 2012, then we decided to move to the road and to the marathon, and the transition actually was good, and that's why I can say our plan and preparation actually are up to date.
How did you and Patrick Sang meet? Was it a chance meeting, or did somebody say, hey, you two should get together and one be the coach and one be the runner?
We come from the same village.
So it was as simple as that. You were like, yes, almost neighbors.
We are neighbors.
I mean, 12, well, more than 12 years, well, so let's say 12, 15 years ago. I mean, was it literally a case of you were in one house and he was in another in the same village?
Oh, it's maybe about 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers apart.
Well, I think the rest of the world's runners, or runners outside of Kenya, will just stand back and think, oh, that's quite a story. Well, it sounds like you and Patrick Sang, your coach, will be planning as carefully as you've done already for 12 years or so for, well, all being well, that Olympic marathon in Rio. Eliud Kipchoge, the winner in Berlin this year. Thanks very much. Thank you, Eliud.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much.
As Berlin Marathon champion Eliud Kipchoge plans and prepares for the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, let's look ahead to the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. Organizers in the Japanese capital are recommending 6 additional sports be included in 2020. They are baseball, softball, karate, skateboarding, sports climbing, and surfing. Under new rules, Olympic host cities can hand-pick sports they want to see contested at the Games. The final decision, though, rests with the International Olympic Committee, which will vote on the 2020 recommendations in August 2016. The Tokyo organizers want sports already popular with Japanese youth, so new venues would not need to be built. Baseball and softball were previously on the Olympic program, but were dropped after Asia last hosted the Summer Olympics in Beijing in 2008. Karate has never been contested at the Olympics. Judo, another martial art founded in Japan, first joined the Olympic program in 1964 when Tokyo last hosted the Games.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
Ivorian football star Didier Drogba is making a big impact for the Montreal Impact in his inaugural Major League Soccer season. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman Shegun Dot on the spot Adeyemi reports.
Didier Drogba scored twice in the first 12 minutes to propel his club, Montreal Impact, to a 2-0 win over DC United. The victory stretches Montreal Impact's unbeaten streak to 6 games. The former Chelsea striker now has 7 goals in 6 MLS games since making his debut last month. Elsewhere, Brazil and Barcelona star Neymar is in trouble. A Brazilian court has frozen the assets of Neymar, his family, and related businesses, valued at $48 million. The Sao Paulo federal court said that the 23-year-old evaded almost $16 million in Brazil taxes between 2011 and 2013. He moved from Brazilian club Santos to Spain's Barcelona in 2013. Experts said Neymar is not likely to go to jail if he pays what he owes. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thank you, Segun. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. One of my recent tweets was retweeted by Ghanaian footballer Joshua Yaro, a student athlete at Georgetown University here in Washington. Joshua has been a guest on the Sunny Side of Sports, and he liked a quote I tweeted by the late Hall of Fame basketball coach John Wooden. Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of knowing you did your best to become the best that you are capable of being. Words of wisdom from the Wizard of Westwood, John Wooden. On the Facebook front, check out my page and you'll see a wonderful photo of Didier Drogba smiling at the camera after scoring one of his goals over the weekend for the Montreal Impact in Major League Soccer. The photo generated a few comments from my Facebook friends. Bishops Edwin, writing from Trinidad, Cuba, says, "This guy Drogba does not want to stop scoring. That's good for football and Africa." Spencer Okuk, who studied at Lagos State University in Nigeria's commercial capital, writes, "Sonny, Drogba is a true legend, and he's still very hot. He can't stop scoring goals." And Bernard Ayisi, writing from Konongo, Ghana, refers back to Drogba's stellar performances for the Blues of Chelsea. Bernard writes, "Drogba likes best anything blue." And yes, the photo shows Drogba in a blue Montreal Impact kit. Blue socks, blue shirts, and blue jersey. Go Didier Drogba. Keep scoring those goals. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Hayes.